AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An official tells the AP President Biden plans to stick to the deadline a week from today to get out of Afghanistan. Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the evacuation has been moving along.
To date, 63,900 American citizens, NATO and other partners, personnel, Afghan SIV applicants, and vulnerable Afghans are out of harm's way.
The military pulled off its biggest day of evacuation flights of Afghanistan since the operation began. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the Taliban has to agree to let everyone who wants to leave Afghanistan get out.
Someone will say that they don't accept that, and some of them, I hope, will see the sense of that, because the G7 has very considerable leverage, economic, diplomatic, and political.
For now, the U.S. military controls Afghanistan's airspace and the military side of the Kabul airport. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died. He was 80. Watts told the AP in 1993 he preferred to play in small venues instead of big stadiums.
They're not even looking at you. They can't see anything. You see the surrounds more than you do the band. You can't see any one of those. I'm amazed people actually go to them. I'm glad they do. I mean, it's a lucrative living for me.
His publicist says Watts passed away peacefully in a London hospital earlier today, surrounded by his family. The coronavirus is disrupting more classrooms in Florida. While lawyers for Governor Ron DeSantis argue against school mask mandates, three more school districts announced hearings to discuss stricter mask policies. Updated diabetes guidelines says overweight and obese Americans should start getting screened earlier at age 35 instead of 40. About 75% of U.S. adults have excess weight that increases their chances of developing diabetes. This is AP News. More people bought homes last month. Homes were also more expensive.
Sales of new homes rose a modest 1% in July after a string of declines, while new home prices set records. The Commerce Department says the median price of a new home sold in July climbed to an all-time high of just over $390,000. That's up a whopping 18.4% from a year ago. The July rebound in sales comes after drops in the 3 months before, as builders confronted problems with an increase in lumber prices and a shortage of construction workers. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A 25-foot inflatable duck named Joy, which mysteriously appeared on the water in Belfast Harbor, Maine, has disappeared. It was removed from the harbor sometime over the weekend, likely because of concerns about Tropical Storm Henri. The mystery may have been solved, though. A letter was sent saying Joy is a reminder of our commonalities instead of our differences. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.